Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm kicking off this week's daily editorials with an update from Pukara Gold, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol TORO. I have a bit of a roundtable here as I am chatting with Steve Zucker, the president and CEO, as well as Ken Balawag, the VP of Exploration. We are following up on a news release that came out last week, January 26th, that highlighted the initial drill results from this initial drill program at the Lourdes Gold Project in Peru. Now, a total of 25 holes were released. This was, again, the first pass of the company at the project. A total of about 9 targets have been outlined. 5 of these were drilled in this program. Steve, I want to bring you in first with a general update. Just remind everybody the overall goals of this initial program, please.
Thank you, Corey. Yeah, our initial program was phase one. Virgin property had never been drilled. And of course, we wanted to hit a home run on that very first round of drilling, 4,000 meters. Instead, we've got some vectors that have pointed to some of the other targets and some other areas that we hadn't quite got to. Always at this early stage, you rank them and you think you're going to drill the best ones first. And the information we got thus far is saying it's a little further to the south, a little further to the west, depending on which of these targets we drilled. We were pretty excited about the rocks, but the assays were a bit disappointing. So that's where we're at, and we're currently evaluating all the geology, correlating it with all the geochemistry and assay data to look at that follow-up program, phase two, and the amount of money that we'll spend. We've got $5.5 million in the bank. We're not going to use all of that. We're going to use only a small portion of that money to do some follow-up drilling on Lourdes. And then, of course, we've got Kashka that we'll talk about a little bit later. So, yeah, that's where we're at, Corey.
All right, Ken, let's bring you in, because as even Steve addressed head-on, there's that, look, these results were a little bit, let's say, disappointing for the markets or underwhelming. You did hit some gold mineralization, but no grades to really take home or take to the bank, I guess I can say. What insights can you give us here, Ken, in terms of the different targets that you tested? Which ones gave you some of the best insights into the follow-up program?
Well, Corey, to follow up on what Steve said, again, this was the first stage of drilling ever conducted on the property. It's a large property. It's 6 to 8 square kilometers of intense alteration. And we, our objective of the program is to spread out the drill meterage to test as many targets of the higher priority targets as we possibly could. And, you know, with each drill hole, you learn more about the system. So, we started on in the Heopata area and then moved into the Chukyani area, where we had outcropping gold mineralization on the surface. The drill holes over in the Chukyani area are the most robust and showed the most, those were where the gold intercepts were. And it actually, the drill intercepts changed our deposit model a little bit in that we were targeting a structural zone, and it turned out to be a stratiform zone, which essentially means it's a flat-lying zone that's, rather than being narrow and steeply inclined, it's flat and like layer cake. So actually that was a positive feature in that it had a potential for being a deposit could potentially be larger. We had 3 holes that intercepted the zone. It appears continuous between the 3 holes. And you're right, it appears low grade, but I would call this more the smoke, and we're looking for the fire now. That low grade mineralization is actually ore grade at a mine 14 kilometers to the south. They are able to mine, run a mine, low grade material down to 0.1 grams per ton, just because it doesn't need blasting. It's essentially just sand-like material, and the gold comes right out on a heap leach. So what we found was identical to what they're mining there, about the same kind of grade. Now, kind of the caveat there is they get higher grade when they get to the structural zone that fed the gold mineralization out to the lateral mineralization, like what we found. So there they get 1 to 3 gram material, probably even higher, but that's what we know about it. So those three holes that we have, those three intercepts, actually provide a vector to the west, or they're open to the west and to the northwest. So we have some obvious step-out drilling to do, and that should be the direction toward a structural feeder, which should have higher grade mineralization. So the project is nowhere, by no means dead, and we were zooming in on this area when the rainy season came in and shut it down.
Okay, so guys, I will be posting a link to the news release below this interview, but I'm also going to post a couple figures from the news release, figure one being the first one. It outlines these 9 different targets and where the drilling occurred. These black dots, those are the drill holes. I'm going to simplify this by saying there's these targets to the east and a target to the west, as well as this northern target that got some holes in it. Ken, can you just summarize then in terms of looking for that so-called fire? You guys found some smoke. You want to look for that fire, which would be the feeder zone. Where will the focus be then from your estimation in terms of the follow-up program?
Well, Corey, I think we have a pretty good idea of where to focus the stage or phase two activities in, and that's into that eastern area. So one thing the drilling demonstrated is probable continuity between the Cascada, Chucani, and Pachuweco system. It seems to be all one large system. So that's the area we'll focus in on. There still is remaining potential over on the west side in the Heopata target, but it's further to the south, probably a much lower priority than pursuing, I think, the fires in that eastern area, somewhere in the middle of that, I believe.
Okay. So, Steve, let's bring you back in here in terms of news flow coming out of this Lourdes project as you move towards phase two. What should investors be paying attention to?
Coming up, you know, at the end of the rainy season, we're going to try to start getting in there. And so that means April, May, and it's probably 1 to 2 months after that for that initial or return second phase drilling at Lourdes. And of course, we're going to be working on some of our other projects too, Pukaszka and Kayla.
Let's talk about Pukaszka then, because that is highlighted at the bottom of that news release. It's a gold copper project. What's the work that is going to be undertaken? Steve, you address that first, please.
Yeah, it's another big alteration system, and we're really excited. Lourdes and Pukaszka were our two most advanced projects that we were in the permitting phase on Pukaszka when COVID hit and shut down Peru. So we're putting that together. We've finished a soil survey, bunch of mapping, and ground geophysics. So we're probably going to be doing some trenching. So we'll be announcing those results as well as the progress on the report on the permitting. And we expect drills to be turning toward the end of the year.
Now, what in terms of permitting do you guys still need to go through? Any hiccups that you foresee that could slow down that plan?
Yeah, there's several pieces that we're working on and advancing right now. We expect in the next 6 months to have that completed and to be have all permissions in place by the end of the year, Q4.
Okay, but you guys are giving yourself some time, right? You're not planning that drill program until Q4 of this year. Ken, I want to bring you in quickly just for a quick comment on this Pukaszka project from a geological standpoint. Talk to all the people that are listening that have a bit more of an interest in the geology here. What updates can you give us in terms of Pukaszka?
When in comparison to Lourdes, Pukaszka is eroded to a deeper level, which is more advantageous for exploration. Lourdes was at a really high level in the hydrothermal system. Pretty much these systems are zoned from kind of a barren portion up high to a middle gold-bearing portion to a copper at depth, your classic high sulfidation zonation. So Lourdes, we knew we were up high in at least part of the barren system, and we had to drill into the gold zone. At Pacasca, the upper part's gone. It's been eroded away. So we've got outcropping gold mineralization in the 3 to 5 gram range in the Vuggy silica that hosts most of the high sulfidation gold in deposits throughout Latin America. So we're starting with potentially ore grade mineralization at the surface. And additionally, in the deeper portions of the property, we're picking up more copper. So we're just down deeper in the system, probably easier to explore. And actually, the alteration size is probably about twice that of what Lourdes is. So the same kind of system, but some important differences.
All right, Steve, let's just wrap it up with a quick little summary then in terms of what investors can expect news flow-wise. We have covered a lot of this, but just summarize it for us, please.
Yeah, we expect at Lourdes mid-year to be having drill results. Sometime in a little bit before that, we'll probably have some trenching news, and on Pekashka, we'll be advancing that, and then drill results toward the end of the year.
All right, Steve, Kent, I appreciate the update here. If anybody has any follow-up questions for either of these gentlemen, please feel free to email me, fleck@kereport.com. We will follow up, or I will follow up, as more news hits the market, as sounds like the company progresses towards that phase two drill program at Lourdes, as well as some of the updates coming out of Pukaska. Guys, I appreciate your time today. Have a great rest of your week.